proposal on the table for the board is to combine our current facilities director and add the responsibilities of the transportation director onto the facilities director position. Kind of the background of that and the feasibility of that, when we looked at schools of comparable size to Valley City, we looked at Devil's Lake, Wahpeton, Kindred, Castleton, Beulah, Grafton. This is oftentimes the model that that size of school district is following. We did have the conversation as well, is that that may be a big ask of one person to be able to accomplish, and it may require us as a school district to rely a little bit more on some contracted services for a facility. We have a plumbing issue, rather than being able to have a director go up and fix that, which is a system that we've operated kind of historically here, we may end up having to call a plumber, by example of that, or a boiler unit or something else like that. Still, at the end of the day, when you look at cost side by side, I think it's the most efficient way of being able to administer both the facilities and transportation. So that's a recommendation coming forth from Transportation Committee regarding the administrative position. In addition to that, there'll be transportation personnel, and specifically within that, referencing route bus drivers. We'll be looking for AM, PM, in-town, rural bus drivers. In addition to that, we'll be looking for activity bus drivers, take kids to and from activities, substitute drivers as well. Those that can fill in and would be available as needed, as that becomes part of the process of just making sure that we're providing transportation daily. We're looking at seven routes again, six to seven routes. Seven routes is kind of where we're at right now. Depending on where we're at from a city standpoint, have six routes. And so we're just kind of right now just fine tuning what our numbers are. The next is the shuttle driver. What we've been doing this year is contracting that service through the Career and Tech Center for transportation for students back and forth between the high school and the Career Tech Center. And so part of the consideration or discussions that we had was to be able to hire a shuttle driver. That person would work 40 hours a week and would be somebody that could not only shuttle students back and forth, but also could assist and help out the facilities transportation director, cleaning buses, filling up buses, simple little maintenance things, washing buses, oil changes, such. And so we are looking at that, bringing that position on in the pay range similar to a district head custodian staff. And so that again would include health insurance and other benefits. The last position related to transportation proposing is administrative assistant dispatch. We're looking at 10 to 15 hours a week. Ideally, we would like this to be an extension onto an existing staff member or combining responsibilities. And so we feel like that's feasible or doable. We're also looking at some software, just trying to understand our use of technology to know what requirements are going to be in place for a dispatch operator. We know that somebody's got to be on the other side of a phone to be able to pick up if students are riding or need to be picked up in a different location. We know that happens before school, it's going to happen after school, and then anything from bus issues or questions about which students are riding which bus, we want to be able to be available and have somebody that can assist through that process. So those are the positions, and then we have job descriptions again along with each of those positions. And then in addition, just from a compensation standpoint and transportation, dug in, look comparatively with other school districts, not only of our size, but competitively in the area. And so that's, I think, a little bit different than what we've considered or looked at in the past. It's one thing to look at a school of our size in Devil's Lake, but at the end of the day, we're hiring drivers in a competitive market in Valley City. And so our competition for drivers is Maple Valley and Barnes County North and Litchfield Marion. And in order for us to be competitive in that market, when we looked at on a local level, we felt like route drivers with a CDL need to be paid between $28 an hour and $32 an hour. Those with a non-CDL would be paid $24 an hour to $28 per hour. Activity drivers would be paid the same rate. One note for activity drivers, for those with CDL or non-CDL, so when they drive a team from Valley City to Central Cass, when they are not driving, they're sitting during the games, they would be paid $15 to $20 per hour. And that's, again, a pretty standard rate, so we believe we're competitive with that. talked about shuttle drivers and looking to place a shuttle driver on the support staff pay range comparative to the district head custodian rate. And that again is estimated at 30 to 40 hours per week. And then hire an admin assistant, and we would place that person on the support staff pay range along with the pay for administrative assistants. That would be a non-benefited if it was a standalone position. But again, our hope is that we're going to be able to add those responsibilities onto an existing position that we already have in place. This year, our estimation for all transportation costs is $620,000. And so, as you guys know, when we looked at contracted service and what those increases were going to be for next year, when we looked at that back in November, December, it was around $850,000. That included fuel. So it was about $850,000. So we were going to jump from $620,000 to $850,000. Already right now, when we're looking at some financial challenges, that was a big jump. So in the last 2 months, with the preliminary budget that we've done, bringing on the transportation services in the district, hiring staff members, making payment on the buses that we have purchased, the number right now in our preliminary budget is $555,000. Now, I just want to make sure that we're crystal clear in presenting that. That does not include about $250,000 to $300,000 of the bus purchases that we're going to take from ESSER funds. Again, the staffing of what we propose right now is part of the preliminary budget, about $555,000. And that includes the about $125,000 payment for 5 years on the buses, and includes fuel, includes everything else. It doesn't include anything right now with facilities. We're continuing to explore options, knowing that it would be really nice to be able to park a bus inside in the summer, I think we made reference to, so it's not baking in the sun in the dead of winter if the bus needs to be thawed out. But at the same point, I feel like we can start running our buses in August if we don't have a bus building. So our priorities were, we need buses, we need personnel. And so I think the order of operations is tracking the way it needs to. And next steps of this are to consider a recommendation and to move forward. We would then, with your approval, start advertising these positions and having those conversations first internally, and then looking out beyond that to fill the positions. Chris, Phil, miss anything else?
So the positions that we're looking at possibly tacking on to duties for current employees, those conversations will be had before any employment postings are done?
Yes, good question. So transportation facility director, that would be internal posting. And again, that would replace the current facilities director position. So we're not in a position to have a facilities director plus a facilities and transportation director. Does that answer your question, right? And then in addition to that, there may be an opportunity for shuttle drivers. Right now, this year, we're paying $20,000 to have shuttle students going back and forth. That is now, we've informed the Career and Tech Center that we're not going to need that service for next year, which I think they're happy with. Derek doesn't have to drive that bus, and so it's a win-win. And we would then take on that responsibility. So that, again, was eliminated from the budget, added into the transportation, and possibility that we may end up adding some of those responsibilities onto an existing position, but very likely going to end up hiring somebody 30 to 40 hours a week to take on those duties. And then the last one is administrative assistant dispatch, 10 to 15 hours a week, and looking potentially at trying to make some combinations of positions there.
Okay.